We're going to start. It's the it's 20 lines from the bottom, the second to last word, Tashma. So just to give a brief recap of what we were discussing yesterday, we were in the middle of a very, very complicated discussion about a person who shechts a karban, whether it's a karban Pesach or a regular karban, with some variation of the wrong intention. So the Gemara is going to continue discussing this issue and specifically focus on the machlokas we mentioned yesterday between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi regarding a person who has multiple intentions. Right, if a person, let's say, thinks, I want this karban to be a Pesach and a Shlamim. So the question is, do we follow only the first thing you said, or do we even take into account the last thing? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Osha lo lishmo v'lishmo pasul hechidami. What's the case of a person who shechts a karban lishmo and shalo lishmo? What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, Inema b'shtei avodos hashto lishmo v'shalo lishmo amar pasul. Shalo lishmo v'lishmo mibaya. So the Gemara says that saying that case of lishmo and shalo lishmo is pasul, if you're going to suggest that that's over the course of multiple avodos, so let's say, for example, during the shechita, the guy thinks that the karban Pesach will be for a shlamim, but during the zrika, let's say, he thinks that it'll be for the karban Pesach. So the Gemara says that textually, that case doesn't really make any sense because it seems too obvious. Because if we already said earlier that lishmo and shalo lishmo is possible, if we already said that starting with the right kavana, but then shifting to the wrong one is problematic, then kal v'chomer, when you start with the wrong one and go to the right one, for sure that should be a problem. So the question is, what would the chiddush be of this case? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elolav ba'avoda achas, umi desefa ba'avoda achas, reisha nami ba'avoda achas. So presumably, we must be talking about a case where the guy is shifting his intention within the same avoda. So during the first half of the shechita, he wants it to be for the karban Pesach and then for the shlamim, or vice versa. So the Gemara says, it sounds like in both cases, where the guy is shifting his intention within the same avoda, which would imply that we pass him like Reb Yossi, because it sounds like that we're going to disqualify the karban based on whatever his full intention is. We're not just looking at the first half of what he thought, like Reb Meir said, but we're looking at the full picture of what he thought. So the Gemara says, "Lo, it's not true. La olam b'shtei avodos uvedinhu delo itchtrichle va'aydei desar lishmo v'shelo lishmo taranami shelo lishmo v'lishmo." The Gemara says, "No, really, the cases where the person was having multiple kavanos over the course of multiple avodos. It wasn't that he was shifting, you know, his mindset within the same avoda. If that's the case, then what was the chiddush?" The Gemara says, "You're right. There really was no chiddush at all. The only reason why we taught this was just simply to parallel, to be symmetrical to the first case. That since the first case was a case of lishmo and shalo lishmo, so the Gemara almost wanted to teach the inverse of that, of shalo lishmo v'lishmo, even though there was no real chiddush that was being added by teaching that case." Okay, and the Gemara tries again. Tashma, shachto shalo la'uchla v'shalo l'menuyav la'arelim b'litimei and pasul. The Gemara references the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf and daf samach aleph, where the Mishnah discusses other issues when it comes to shechting the Karban Pesach. So we know, of course, that there are certain disqualifications within the Karban Pesach. So let's say a person didn't register for the karban, so that person is not allowed to partake of that particular karban Pesach. Let's say a person doesn't have a bris milah, they're an arel, a person is tameh. Or let's say, for example, you have a person who is physically incapable of consuming the meat of the karban Pesach, so all of those people are not allowed to participate in the karban. So let's say a guy goes ahead and shechts the karban for the sake of one of those types of people, that, you know, I'm shechting the karban Pesach that this guy who doesn't have a bris milah should participate, or the guy who's tameh should participate, etc. So the Gemara says, hacha pshita ba'avoda ach. So again, the Mishnah says in that case the karban is pasul. So the Gemara explains that case in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph is clearly talking about within the same avoda, because the Mishnah was only discussing the case of shechita. Umi desefa ba'avoda achas, reisha nami ba'avoda achas. So presumably, if that case in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph was talking about where a person had the wrong intention within one avoda, namely shechita, so presumably the case we mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday should also be a guy who's shifting kavanos within the same avoda, which would again lead us to believe that we paskin like Reb Yossi, right, then that having the shifting, this dual kavana, is problematic because we take into account everything that you're thinking. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. The Gemara says, midiria, hakid isa v'hakid isa. Seifa ba'avoda achas, reisha, iba avoda achas, iba shtei avodos. The Gemara says, you can't compare the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf to the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. Just because on tomorrow's daf, on that Samach Aleph, the Mishnah is discussing a case of a guy who's shechting with the kavana for the wrong types of people, and that was only a kavana during Shechita, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Mishnah from yesterday was talking about a guy who specifically had shifting kavanos in one avoda. Maybe that was the case, or maybe it was over the course of two different avodas. You can't, in other words, just because that was the case in the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, has no bearing on the case of the Mishnah from yesterday's daf. Okay, then fine. So then the Gemara tries again, citing the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Tashma la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav kasher hechidami. So the Mishnah has another case on Daf Samach Aleph of a guy again with these shifting, you know, dual kavanos, where he shechts, you know, partly for the people who can partake of the karban and partly for people who cannot. So what's that case? Inema v'shtei avodos. The taima de chashiv bizrika de emachsheves ochlin bizrika haba avoda achas kigon beshchita de mahanya be emachsheves ochlin pasul v'hakaimalan miktsas ochlin lo pasla. So on the one hand, the Gemara says that you can suggest that this is a case of a person who has shifting kavanos, but over the course of multiple avodos. So in other words, for example, let's say while I'm doing the zrika on the karban, I think that I want this karban to be for an arel, for a tameh, for a person who can't eat the karban, etc. So the Gemara says that the reason why the karban would remain kosher in that case is based on a principle called ein machsheves ochlin bezrika, which means that when the kohen is in the process of the zrikas adam, so you can't have a disqualifying thought that relates to the act of achila. In other words, that disqualification that I can think that the karban, you know, should be eaten by a person who can't eat the karban, whether halachically or physically, that type of a thought is only disqualifying during the shechita. It's not disqualifying during the act of zrika. So what's the implication of that? The implication is that if I had that disqualifying thought during the shechita, so that sounds like it's going to pose a problem. It's going to be problematic, which would lead us to believe that it's only a problem if a person had completely the wrong intention. So let's say, for example, I shechted the Karban Pesach with the exclusive mindset that only let's say a guy without a bris milah should eat it. But let's say I had the intention to shecht it for multiple people, some of whom could not eat and some of whom could partake of the karban. Sounds like that should be okay. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo lav ba'avoda achas, umi desefa ba'avoda achas, reisha nami ba'avoda achas. So just as in the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, as we pointed out earlier. So that clearly is talking about a disqualifying thought within one avoda, within shechita. While I'm shechting, I'm thinking about, shechting the karma for the sake of someone who can't eat it. So presumably the Mishnah from yesterday's daf would also be talking about a case of shifting kavanos within the same avoda. So once again, the Gemara says, no, mi di iria hakidisa v'hakidisa, seifa. Once again, the Gemara says that is not a conclusive proof. Just because the Mishnah on Samach Aleph is talking about one avoda, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Mishnah back from yesterday's daf was talking about one avoda. It could very well be talking about two separate avodas. Okay.
Rabbi, yeah. Why would you think that during Shkita, let's say I had 10 people in my group, and four of them were arels,
yeah.
Said I'm upset, but I have six non-RLs.
Yeah,
that shechita would be good.
Well, that's actually what the Mishnah sounds like, right? The Mishnah sounds like that the only time it's going to be problematic is when you shecht it exclusively for people who cannot eat it. It's implying that if there's even one person involved who can eat the karban, it sounds like that's going to salvage the karban. That's what the Gemara told us, right? The Gemara said,
that's what it's telling us. I guess I didn't get that from the Mishnah.
No, right. So again, they're right. We'll hopefully talk about it more tomorrow. We actually get into the Mishnah, but it sounds like from the Gemara's understanding of the Mishnah that as long as you're shechting it for at least one person who can partake of the karban, sounds like the karban is still going to be valid. Okay, so the Gemara now says Iboy Elohu Pesach sheshachtu b'shari mos hashana lishmo v'shalo lishmo mahu mi ase shalo lishmo umapik le mide lishmo machshir le'olo. So now the Gemara raises almost like a variant of the questions that we've been discussing. So now I have a karban Pesach. It happens to be, however, that it's not erev Pesach. It's a random Tuesday in the middle of the year, and I shech the karban Pesach, but I'm doing that lishmo v'shalo lishmo. What does that mean? So we pointed this out before, that a karban Pesach that's shechted the rest of the year is basically just a karban shlamim. Now this case is almost a little bit counterintuitive, because normally we know that in order for a karban to be valid, it must be shechted for the sake of that karban. If I shechted for the wrong karban, usually it's pasul. But in this very kind of a quirky case, it's almost the opposite. When you shech the karban Pesach on a regular day, it's not Erev Pesach, you dafka have to shecht it shelo lishmo, because if you shecht it lishma, then that's going to be problematic, because you can't really shecht the Karban Pesach the rest of the year. So dafka here, you want to shecht it shelo lishma so that it becomes a Karban Shlum. So the question is, what if you have these dual kavanos? You shecht the Karban Pesach on a regular day, both lishmo v'shelo lishmo. The question is, does the shelo lishmo, which is, again, what we are aiming for here, because you want it to be a shlumim, does that override the lishmo or not? So the Gemara explains, ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, Amrisa lishmaita kamei derev Yirmiya, ho v'lishmo machshiro bizmano, v'shalo lishmo machshiro shalo bizmano, ma lishmo hamachshiro bizmano, ein motzio midei shalo lishmo, av shalo lishmo hamachshiro shalo bizmano, ein motzio midei lishmo ufasol. So the Gemara suggests as follows, that just as when one shechts a karban Pesach when they're supposed to, on Erev Pesach, we assume that having dual kavanos is problematic. That just because you shechted it lishma, it's not good enough if you also shechted it shalo lishma. The shalo lishma overrides the lishma. So the Gemara suggests, presumably, we should say the opposite of that as well. When I shecht the Karim Pesach during the rest of the year, and I have dual kavanos, so I'm aiming for shalo lishma, that's what I want, because I want it to be a shlamim, but then the lishma that I also had should override the shalo lishma. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Amar Li, however, he says, no, it's not true. Im amarta b'shalo lishmo shekeinoi b'chol hazvachim, tomar b'lishmo shekeinoi noi b'chol hazvachim, ela b'fesach b'vad. The Gemara suggests that you cannot compare these two cases, because, as we mentioned earlier, the requirement of lishma is a universal requirement for karbanos. But this case, when I'm shechting a Karim Pesach the rest of the year, where I effectively want it to be a shlamim, so this is a very strange thing, because you're aiming for a shalo lishma, which is very, very odd, because that's not usually what the way that a karban works. So one could argue that, you know, this the corollary of a case of a guy who shechts a Karim Pesach the rest of the year, to say that, let's say he shechts it lishma v'shalo lishma, so we just assume before, that of course the lishma is going to override the shalo lishma, but the Gemara is saying now maybe that's not the case, because since this is such a unique scenario where you're dafka aiming for shalo lishma, maybe you can't compare the two cases. So the Gemara says, my havela, what was the conclusion about this? Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yimos hashana lishmo v'shalo lishmo kasher, dehastamo lishmo kai, v'afilu hachi ki shachet le shalo lishmo kasher, al ma'ase shalo lishmo, u'mapik le mide lishmo, ki shachinami lishmo v'shalo lishmo, ase shalo lishmo, mapik le mide lishmo. So the Gemara suggests as follows. The Gemara says that when a person goes ahead and shechts the Karban Pesach the rest of the year with these dual kavanos, he does it lishma and shalo lishma, so Rava says that's okay. The Karban is still a valid Karban Shlamim. Why is that? Because the starting point, the baseline is that the Karban Pesach is meant to be shechted as a Karban Pesach. And yet, the halacha is, as we just pointed out, when I shecht the shalo lishmo the rest of the year, it's kosher, it's valid as a Karban Shlamim. So what do you see from there? You see that shalo lishmo overrides the status quo, because the starting point is that every Karban Pesach, no matter what day of the year it is, should be a Karban Pesach. And if I were to shecht it without any kavana one way or another, I would assume that it is a Karban Pesach. And yet, when I have my shalo lishmo kavana, that overrides the status quo that it was supposed to be l'shem Karban Pesach. So just as shalo lishmo can override the status quo, presumably, it can also override a conflicting kavana of lishmo. So the Gemara says, that's why Rava suggests that the Karban is going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, no. Amar le Rav Ada barava le Rava, Dilma shayni hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar. De hala ochla v'shalo la ochla v'kasher, v'chol hecha de shachet le shalo la ochla v'chud de pasol. V'amai, hastama la ochla v'kai, ela shayni hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar. Hachanami, shayni hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar. So comes Rav Ada barava and says to Rava that this is not necessarily a good proof. He says, because one could argue that the notion that lishmo overrides, that shalo lishmo overrides the status quo, that's one thing, but to say that it overrides a conflicting kavana of lishmo is something else entirely. Because one could argue that if you verbalize your kavana, if you actually say explicitly, I want this Karban Pesach to be shechted l'shem shlamim, so okay, then you could say yes, that overrides the status quo. But if a person doesn't say anything at all, they just shecht the Karban without any sort of specific kavana, so then the Gemara says maybe that's not going to be valid. So in other words, just as we find in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah tells us, as we pointed out earlier, if I shecht the Karban for multiple people, some of whom are allowed to partake and some of whom cannot, so we said that Karban is going to be kosher, but if I don't specify who it's being shechted for, so then the Karban, in other words, the assumption is that the Karban is only being shechted for people who can partake of it. It's only when I explicate that I'm shechting the Karban specifically for those who cannot partake, that's when it overrides the baseline assumption. So the Gemara says it could very well be that when a person, that there's a big difference between a person who verbalizes their intention versus a person who doesn't say anything at all, and we're just falling back on the baseline. So essentially what Rav Ada Barava is saying to Rava, he's saying you can't necessarily prove anything from that Mishnah, because it's possible to distinguish between a person who verbalizes their intent versus one who just relies on what the baseline intention is supposed to be. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "Amar le midi iria bishlama hasim kama delo akar le b'shchita stami vaday lishmokai." So comes Rava and says that that's also not a good proof. He says, because in the case of where I'm shechting the Karban for the sake of a shlamim, so he says, until I actually shechted the animal, the assumption is that of course I'm doing it lishma. As we pointed out before, the baseline is that a Karban Pesach is always being shechted lishem Karban Pesach until you verbalize otherwise. So So until the moment that I shecht it and say explicitly, I want this to be a shlamim, the assumption is that of course it's going to be a karban pesach. But in the case where I'm shechting it for people who can or cannot partake of the karban, so even the people who are halachically and physically able to eat the karban, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be there at the end of the day, because the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us, that a person who's part of a chabura, part of a group for the karban pesach, always has the option to back out until the moment of shechita. So even right before you're about to shecht, there is a chance that the guy that you were planning to shecht for may ultimately back out of the chabura, back out of the group. So the Gemara says, again, it's not necessarily a slam dunk. It's not necessarily always true that when you're shechting l'shem that person, that he's even going to be there at the end. It could very well be that right before you shecht, the guy decided to back out. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, again, you can't really necessarily compare these cases, because when you're shechting l'shem the shlamim, the assumption was to begin with that of course it's a karban pesach and you need to verbalize otherwise if you want to make it a shlamim. But when you're shechting for guys who are participating in the karban, so there's always that chance that those people may end up backing out. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Iboy Elohu, Pesach Sheshachtu Bishar Yemos Hashana Bishinui Bailim Mahu. Shinui Bailim Kishinu Kodesh Dame Yumachirle Olo. So now the Gemara raises also a slight variation of this question. A guy shechts a karban pesach the rest of the year, but in this case, the Gemara says there's what's called Shinui Bailim. Right? Shinui Bailim means that he's shechting it l'shem the wrong owner. So he's shechting it l'shem a shlamim, and also he's shechting it l'shem the wrong owner. So what's the halacha? Do we say that shechting it l'shem the wrong owner is just as bad as shechting it l'shem the wrong karban or not? So what's the answer? Amar of Papa, Amrisa l'shmeita kamei derava, hoa v'shinui kodesh poslo bismano, v'shinui bailim poslo bismano, ma shinui kodesh sheposlo bismano, machshiru la'achar zmano, af shinui bailim sheposlo bismano, machshiru la'achar zmano. So the Gemara suggests the following. The Gemara says that just as when it comes to a change in the Kedusha, meaning if I shecht the animal l'shem the wrong karban, that is problematic when I do a bismano. So if I shecht the karban pesach and erev pesach l'shem a shlamim, that's a problem. And if I shecht it shalo l'shmo the rest of the year, that's okay. That's going to make the karban valid. So too, when I shecht it l'shem the wrong owner, just as when I shecht it l'shem the wrong owner on erev pesach, it's going to invalidate the karban pesach. So too, when I shecht it the rest of the year l'shem the wrong owner, that should also be problematic. So the Gemara says, no. V'amar li lo, imamarta b'shinui kodesh, shekem psulo begufo, v'yeshno ba'arba avodos, v'yeshno la'achar misa, v'yeshno b'tzibur kiviyachid, tomar b'shinui bailim, de'ein psulo begufo, v'eino ba'arba avodos, v'eino la'achar misa, v'eino b'tzibur kiviyachid. So the Gemara says that you cannot compare these two cases, because the disqualification of shechting a karban for the wrong karban is much more fundamentally problematic than shechting it for the sake of the wrong owner. Why? Because when you shecht it for the wrong karban, so first of all, the Gemara says that's an intrinsic psul. You just change the status of the animal from one karban to another. Also, that disqualification pertains to all four avodos that are involved in a karban, in shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. All four of those processes are subject to this shift, to this change in kavana. If during the zrika you say, I'm doing the zrika l'shem, a different karban, that's also problematic. Also, this halacha pertains after death. So if, let's say, for example, a person designated an animal as a karban, and then the person died before he got a chance to offer the karban, so then the halacha is that the son is going to have to bring a karban on behalf of his father. Again, there are slight variations about when that applies. It may depend on how the father formulated his pledge to bring the karban. And then also the Gemara says that these disqualifications apply equally to public and private karban. So if, let's say, a kohen was shechting the karban tamid, which is a public karban, which is a karban sibor, and he had one of these wrong intentions while doing it, that would also pose a problem. In contrast, when it comes to shinui bailim, when it comes to shechting for the wrong owner, that is not an intrinsic psul in the karban. The karban itself is still a valid karban. It just happens to be that you shechted it for the wrong guy. That psul also does not apply to all four of the avodos. That psul does not apply after the owner dies. And that psul also is not a psul that applies to public karbanos, but only to private karbanos. The Gemara just points out parenthetically here, the alpha gav the sarte lav davka, tarte mia davka. The Gemara says that actually two out of four of these disqualifications that we mentioned are actually non-specific. Two of them are, two of them are not. The Maishna Shinui Bailim de Lohave Psulo Begufo de Psulo Machshava Ba'almahi Shinui Kodesh Nami Psulo Machshava Ba'almahi. So first of all, the Gemara notes that when it comes to a mindset, a change of owner, so the Gemara says that is not an intrinsic psul. That's not something which is intrinsic to the animal. That's simply a psul in Machshava. But the truth is that Shinui Kodesh is that a change in the status of the animal about what type of karban you want is also simply just a psul in your mindset. It's not an intrinsic fundamental fundamental. So that's the first thing. V'su ha de amar shinui b'ilim eino la'achar misa. Ulu Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Ami de amar yesh shinui b'ilim la'achar misa ma'ika le'meimar. So it happens to be that not everyone agrees to this other qualification, because the Gemara told us that the disqualification of shechting for the wrong owner does not apply once the owner dies. So it happens to be that Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Ami disagrees with that. So how would he understand these distinctions between shinui b'ilim and shinui kodesh? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tarde mias dafkanin. The Gemara says at least two of the four disqualifications or the distinctions that we mentioned between shinui b'ilim and shinui kodesh are specific. So the Gemara says, Elo amarava. Pesach shechshachtu b'sharimos hashana b'shinui b'ilim nase kimi she'en lo b'ilim b'zmada ufasol. Rava says that when a carbon Pesach was shechted on a regular day and it was shechted for the wrong owner, that is the halachic equivalent of a carbon Pesach that a carbon that doesn't have an owner at all, that was shechted b'zmada, that was shechted on Erev Pesach, and therefore that is going to be problematic, that is going to be pasol. So again, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that if a person shechts a carbon Pesach the rest of the year for either the wrong type of a carbon or for the wrong owner, it is going to be problematic, it's going to be puzzle.